Blog Talk Radio.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Hey, everybody, it's the United Wrestling Council Radio. We're here on our Thursday podcast every week. I'm here with my co-host Lance and Luis. You guys there? Oh, man, I have technical difficulties every time. Is anybody there?
WC Talk Radio.
Hello?
I said I'm muted.
Oh, awesome.
Can you hear?
Okay, so now we lost Lance. Let's give Lance a call back.
Okay. Can I give him a call back?
Yeah. We're having... He said he got kicked off and he was trying to...
Technical difficulties, guys.
Like, I don't know why I can't go smoothly. This phone line, we've always had problems with it. Ever since did this update or something that they did, it started messing up. All right.
All right. He's
Hello.
Hello,
Lance,
finally.
We lost you first.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Oh, man. It's two for two, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy Lance from is here, UWC Radio. Can you smell what the winter is cooking?
Wow. I can smell some pie coming our way.
It doesn't matter what I'm cooking. I'm live. I'm in town. I'm here with you guys, UWC Radio. How have you guys been? How was your week? Sonia, let's start with you.
My week was good. Just been working and dealing with my daughter's car issues. What about you, Luis?
Oh, hello from Moreno Valley, California. This is Luis. My week has been good so far. A lot of wrestling news that we're going to be talking about tonight. What do you say, lads?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a jam-packed episode for sure. I bought up the home, you know what I'm cooking. I set up with the Rock's cooking, where the Winters is cooking, because, as you guys know, it's a very big surprise to everybody in Colorado that this past Friday, the Rock reappeared. And, yeah, it was shocking. It was electrifying. It got the crowd pumped. Did you guys catch that?
Yeah. That was crazy. Like, imagine just him surprising you. I'm glad they bring him back. Do you think they're going to really make him fight Roman Reigns?
You know what? I have not.
What do you think, Lewis?
I have not heard a bigger pop. Edge's return when The Rock popped out that day. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa! I took out my Rock my title belt. And I was just jumping. I was like, he's back, he's back. He's like, kick Roman's ass.
Yeah, The Rock is like, he's always been one of my favorites too. When Angelica was a baby, PG Jello, when she was a baby, she wouldn't, she would always cry like if somebody wasn't standing over her. And then my little brother had a big life-size cutout of The Rock, so I put that over her to watch her. That was her babysitter for the first like year of her life.
I'll let you guys hold whenever I see them, I'll let them hold my Rock commemorative title belt. Take some pictures with it.
Yeah, she thinks Rock was her.
Well, yeah, you can hold on to that title. Oh man, you can hold on to that title all you want because that's the closest The Rock will ever get to obtaining gold in WWE in terms of, you know, the future. Pay-per-views, WrestleMania. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be the one to dethrone Roman. Good try, though, guys. You almost got me for a moment. But I think The Rock is just going to come back as a part-timer. I don't think he's going to... What?
I never said he was going to take the thing. I just said, do you think he was going to fight him? I don't think he would.
Well, now you got to pick and choose. So do you think Cody Rhodes is going to be with me at WrestleMania, or do you think The Rock? Now you're stuck between The Rock and a nightmare, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know who it's going to be, but either one's good for me. But I don't think it probably is going to be Cody Rhodes because I don't think The Rock is going to go for a title shot now because he's not going to be – I doubt he's going to be wrestling all the freaking time again, you know?
I mean, I think it's going to be The Rock, and after that actor strike is over, Cody Rhodes going to come, and I guess the Rock is going to pass the third. Towards down to Cody.
You got a point there with that writer strike. Actually, I forgot about that.
So yeah, I think I think he's just back for that strike, and maybe be with us for what 6-8 months. Then drops it to Cody. Cody finishes the story and continues there on, and then boom, Randy Orton comes and kicks the hell out of Cody.
Hell no.
Oh, my goodness, that's right. That's right.
Remember,
Cody Rhodes was trained by him in the whole new generational tag team combination when Cody Rhodes first came out. We saw the documentary. You know how the story goes. And rumor has it, Randy Orton was seen at the Performance Center looking jacked and stacked like a handful of pancakes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Randy is in some good shape. The Rock, I mean, he has his own gym. He trains every day. He says that he could be back anytime they call him up. So just thank God for this strike, and we're going to have The Rock back. I'm crossing my fingers. What do you think, Sonia?
I don't think he's going to be back for good, but I think he will probably for a couple months until the writer's strike is over. I think that's what's going to happen.
What if the strike is over before we get to WrestleMania? Do you think he's going to hang out and still do the promised WrestleMania, or do you think he's going to go back to Hollywood like The Rock did the first time?
Back to Hollywood. Back to Hollywood and leave you hanging.
That's what I feel about him and John Cena. They're just here to pick up a check. What do you think, Lewis?
Yeah.
I mean, how long do we have till WrestleMania comes around? I mean, what, a good 8 months? April.
Yeah, sugar.
In January. So we have about 8 to 10 months for WrestleMania. So I think he's going to be around for WrestleMania. He's going to drop the title, you know. So I'm just hoping
we're just
going
to have to wait and see. But speaking of
now
Rock,
I have to buy it.
I like seeing him in the documentary for Angle.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys did your homework. Let's talk about it. What do you guys feel?
Angle, I mean, he's...
Go ahead, Sonia. I'll go back. No, you go ahead.
I mean, he's always been one of my favorites. His style of wrestling, I mean, inspired so many guys, you know. So I'm glad that they have finally made the documentary about his life. What do you think, Sonia?
No, for real. I think it's about time. And it's like, I hated Kurt Angle when he first came out because of the way he was. And then his face, like, I just want, he has like a face that I say that you want to punch in the face. So, like, I didn't like Kurt Angle at first. But after, like, the years, I started, like, you know, starting to like him and stuff. So, yeah, like, I'm a bit, but, like, to see this documentary, his life is very sad. Like, he's been through some shit. And, like, to see everything that he has accomplished and overcame has got me, like, I have way more respect for him. And then also meeting him at WrestleCon and how much of a nice guy he was. Like, I had a good little talk with him, and it was like he was the nicest guy ever. So, like, yeah, my opinion of him has changed a lot since he first came out. What about you, Lance?
I mean, it's definitely, I think it's really commendable, you know, since we all saw the project, there's no spoilers to be had, but, you know, growing up the youngest of five kids, that's already a first rough one. You know, you got to work for that attention. You got to work for your position in the family of the wolf pack, to say the least, you know what I mean? You got to prove why you're the man, why you deserve to be there. And it's pretty cool because you don't see many family where it's like, all right, all five of us are doing sports. All five of us are, you know, placing, making gold, first place, second place, whether it's football or basketball or any other sports he's in. So, first of all, that man was already doing sports on sports on sports before he had the opportunity to wrestle. Him wrestling, like, we all know the story. He broke his neck at the Olympics, but when you find out he broke his neck several times before the Olympics and he was competing with the broken neck, then it got broke again, like, come on, man, that's very commendable.
Them just putting Novocaine into his neck, like, crazy. Like, he got lucky nobody dropped him on his neck. Would that have stopped it if, like, the Novocaine would have stopped it from him, like, killing him from him being dropped on his neck like they warned him? Or was that just to stop the pain so he didn't focus on the pain? Like, that's crazy.
I think it was just so that he wouldn't focus on that pain. What do you think, Lance?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely got to numb you up just to keep you going. But you even saw while he was heading towards the Olympics, when he was working his way to the Olympics, he was fighting that bigger guy, and I guess he knew that Angle's neck was messed up. And you guys remember he was trying to push at his head, and that's got to be intense, you know. You're competing for a chance to go to the Olympics, and you're going against a bigger guy. I forget the guy's name, but he was bigger than him. He was giving him the whole head push. But Kurt was able to be resilient. He dropped that man. He wore him out. And at the end of the day, you know, Angle made his way to the Olympics, which was really cool. And not only that, he was able to win. And he said he did it for his daddy, the way his trainer died on the way to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Now he did it for him, too. Which is, it was a very powerful story, and I'm glad we all got to check it out, you know. And even a little bit after the Olympics, you know, we got to see how his career projected. He didn't want to be a wrestler because he didn't want to be not respected, and I'm an Olympic gold medalist, and that turned into his heel character of, like, I'm better than you, I'm a real wrestler, blah, blah, blah. I thought it was a very unique way to start his career. Lewis, what do you think?
Yeah, those when they were showing those clips, I remember watching those live, you know, like when they were happening. I was like, damn, took me back. But it was crazy. His training, like how he got, from, like, he went from training and then doing the exhausted training where he would train and then till he got tired and then train some more. Like, that's a straight winner stuff. I don't know anybody who does that stuff now.
Oh, no, nowadays you're very lucky if you see you in the gym twice a week.
Yeah.
I mean, now you see, they hurt their ankles and they're like, oh, my ankle, I can't fight. Yeah, you're off. There you go. You're off for 6 months.
Like this?
Oh, we have a special guest.
Sonya on the board. You gotta love it.
She heard two cents to say.
So, and then, like, it was funny, like, his character, too. Like, I forgot how, like, he would try to talk shit back to, like, the people, like, Stone Cold and The Rock and Brock Lesnar. But then, like, he would always mess up, like, the when he was, like, that he loves little boys or some stuff like that. I was dying. I forgot that he would do that a lot.
That was a funny segment of WWE. Well, back then,
yeah.
I believe, was WWE.
I think that was really, like, the best era, too, because, like, you know, Stone Cold, it, like they did say in the documentary, how Stone Cold's flipping everybody off, and, you know, they're just pissing everybody off and stuff by offending everybody, and that shit was great. That was my favorite time.
Stone Cold and his beer truck, and Angle with his milk truck, right?
His milk truck, yeah. That was so funny.
What was your favorite time of Kurt Angle's run, Lance?
So, talking about the promos and him goofing it up and stuff, one of my favorite memories that, you know, will resonate with me is when he was talking to Edge. Edge was making up to him and stuff. And he's like, here, I got you a picture. And he's looking at the picture, and on the back it says, I suck. And it kept saying, like, you know what I mean? He didn't know that was going on, but Edge was making fun of him as he's cutting the promo. And like, oh, thanks. Glad you really think I'm a cool guy. And then he picks up the picture and says, you suck. I'm bald. All this funny stuff. So it's definitely, WWF times was definitely a lot better, a lot funnier, a lot different. Always remember the little cowboy hat he had on. That was always a spectacle to me. But it was always special to me seeing Kurt out there. Because, like I said, he was a real American hero. And then he got into wrestling, and it wasn't what he thought it'd be, but he fully jumped into it and made an experience for himself.
I mean, he was just practicing.
It is time for to call our guest. So we're going to be calling him right now.
Let's
okay, guys?
All right.
Hello, this is Mike.
Hello, Mike. You're on UWC Radio. We are live on Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing today, my friend?
I am doing great, Lance. Thank you very much for having me on, man. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you to all the fans that are tuning in across the nation and internationally.
Yeah, people are listening to us internationally.
So well, what's the vibe tonight, my friends? It's been a crazy week in wrestling with the announcement and the acquisition of WWE and UFC into one conglomerate.
Yeah.
Those are some big dreams, you know. It's the childlike dream come true. Now WWE made $9.3 billion in the acquisition. It makes me wish I was meant sometimes, you know. I'm very humbling to be part of that history. You know, we lived through that, the end of an era, as you can say, with that last Monday night being the last Monday night under the Vince McMahon helm. What are your thoughts about it, Mike? How do you feel now that TKO is the new head of everything?
I'm interested to see what they do. A lot of people that are mainstream fans of UFC and haven't really checked out the WWE product in a while are envisioning these crazy matches where all of a sudden UFC guys are going to invade the WWE locker room. Probably not likely to happen. There may be some crossover appeal and appearances. But the biggest thing that shocked me is they let Dolph Ziggler go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stop. Remember, Sonya, I texted you about it? I was like, whoa, that hurt.
Yeah. I was reading
like,
it
this is
what you said. And I was like, man, Dolph
oh, my God,
Ziggler.
Like, I want to say maybe about 10 years ago, I met Dolph Ziggler at the Fry's in City of Industry, then went to that house show with my son. Right. We went to the house show. I have his autograph on the back of my world heavyweight title belt buckle. Vicky Guerrero was there with him because that's when she was representing him. So, yeah, man, he's one of the better stars that I was sad to see go.
Yeah.
Do you think it's his time to go? Do you think he's going to be wrestling anywhere else, or do you think he's off to newer pastures like his comedy and whatnot?
I think if other wrestling companies don't pick up a talent like Dolph Ziggler, they're going to be losing money.
I mean, for me, hi, Mike, this is Luis from Moreno Valley, California. For me, I want to see more of Dolph Ziggler. I mean, he was being held back and, you know, being not used the right way, you know. He deserved more TV time, you know.
Yeah,
you know who he really reminded me of? Is if, like, Shawn Michaels and Mr. Perfect got really drunk in a hotel room one night, and they did some questionable things, and then Dolph Ziggler was born. Right?
I could see that.
Like,
yeah.
he was so crisp and precise. He's still in the show, and your girlfriend. Like, oh, man. Like, I love Dolph Ziggler, and it was funny when I got his autograph, because he tried to sign the nameplate on that belt buckle, and I flipped it over. I said, sorry, the nameplate's reserved for Flair, buddy. So that was my only little heel moment with Dolph Ziggler. But, yeah, one hell of a talent. To be honest, I don't know who else they let go, but if they let go of Dolph, they're restructuring is what they're doing. And it's either these guys are going to sit out for a little bit and then come back, or we're going to start seeing them pop up at MLW. We're going to start seeing them pop up at Impact and NWA.
Yeah.
I mean, AEW is going to have a heck of a lineup because, I mean, so far it's been, what, 15 that they let go?
Well, see, going to AEW is kind of played out now, and let's face facts, you know, CM Punk kind of took a poop in the punch bowl over there.
They should head to New Japan.
Right? So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
You know that.
But to be fair, like, the mainstream WWE fans aren't even going to care. Because if it isn't Roman Reigns, if it isn't the Bloodline, if it isn't LA Knight, people really don't care right now.
That's kind of true.
Very valid.
That's
and
very
it would be good to see him somewhere different and see if they use him better and put him in a higher highlight. AEW,
hey,
you know, like you said, this kind of played out.
If you keep watching his ex, is that what the Twitter machine is called now? X?
Yeah.
You know, UWC might be able to catch him for, you know, an upcoming event once his non-compete clause expires.
Would love to see that.
That's very true. He could be working an angle with his brother, Ryan Nemeth. He's already made jokes about him and his brother taking over the whole division. But if he doesn't go to AEW, it'd be cool to see him at, like you said, NWA. That'd be a nice, like a step up, not like a lateral step. So,
he would be such a great NWA guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he would get pushed right away. I believe that. What do you think, Sonia?
But as you figure out...
I don't know. For him, I do hope he gets... Wherever he goes, he gets more airtime because he is great and he wasn't getting enough at WWE. That's what
very
I think.
Very valid. Very true. He kind of ran the course at WWE. It's time for him to move on to greener pastures. And even if he doesn't wrestle anymore on a big promotion, after that compete pause, maybe Mike will book him. You know what I mean? We already talked to Mike earlier, but he's got a show coming up. And who knows, in the future, maybe he would be able to secure some type of bag with that golden voice, make a deal that he wouldn't resist.
It's more like I would have to use the golden tonsils to seal that deal.
The golden voice with the golden tonsils.
But
who do you guys think better, him or his brother?
This is going to sound so rude. Who is his brother?
Exactly. I had to Google.
Is it Tyler Breeze?
Oh, boy.
Is Tyler Breeze his brother? Because,
no,
I mean, they kind of look alike.
Riley Pierce.
I'm going to have to look up who's Dolph Ziggler's brother.
He missed.
Briley Pierce?
It says Briley Pierce.
Yeah,
and then
Ryan Nemeth.
Ryan. Yeah.
Yeah, there goes Sonya, always breaking kayfabe and throwing out government names. He's known as Ryan Nemeth, ladies and gentlemen. He's been in the independent scene here in California for quite some time, hanging out with the likes of Peter Avalon in L.A., but he's currently been with AEW since the inception of AEW, to say, and he was one of the first guys to call CM Punk out on his nonsense, telling him he needs to stay in his place, he needs to not act like he's a superstar, and that's why we don't see him on TV so much. But, yeah,
but
that's
what
kind
if
of
you
dynamic
wrote a comic
you guys
book
can do. Yeah.
But
what of it? Yeah, you're right.
You don't hear, you know, The Undertaker going all Hollywood on people because he had a comic book.
Even after he retired, he didn't swing his belt that way, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So what, you're on a show called Heels with Steve Amell on Stars. Get your first 3 months for $3 a month.
Does anybody watch that?
But, yeah, since Lance so eloquently segued into it, we do have a little action coming up in Baldwin Park, September 30th, American Legion Hall, 241, coming to get you. Bell time is 5 p.m., ladies and gentlemen. Tickets are $20 for adults, $12 for children 5 years old to 15 years old. Children 4 and under are free with a paid adult. Don't just drop off your baby at the show and then come back later.
I thought babysitting was free.
Yeah, when you're watching them. But we've got some exciting action just announced by Compton Mania. Ew. The Rock and Rodeo Express, the reigning defending Compton Mania Tag Team Champions of the World, will be taking on the Wrestle Buddies, accompanied by Aaron Glass. And you know, wherever Aaron Glass goes, there's some shenanigans to follow.
Oh, yeah. So I'm very familiar with the Glass Ceiling, that corporation that's been wrecking a havoc across the Southern California territories, whether he's with Alan Breeze in CSJ or whether he's with his main client, Paul London. So you better keep an eye on that guy, because like you said yourself, he's going to be up to something. But I believe the Rock and Rodeo Express can take on everybody. They can take on all three of them if it comes down to it. Those are some legends in California. What do you think?
Well, if you look at the video that is currently on Compton Mania's Instagram, Facebook pages, the Rock and Rodeo haven't defended their titles since they got them. So they're well outside of the defense clause. Also, just announced, the Relentless Pro Wrestling Southern California Heavyweight Championship will be on the line as Biggie Biggs defends his title against the Wild Man, Jesse Aguilar.
Oh, that's going to be fun, man. I've seen the Wild Man before. He definitely lives up to his moniker. Very unpredictable in his style and the way he approaches things. It'll definitely be a challenge for Biggie Biggs. I believe it will be his first time matching up against them. So it's hard to say the champ's going to go down, but the champ's going to be swinging.
Also, all the way from the bright light and grandeur of Las Vegas, Nevada, the Versus Pro Wrestling Battle Born Championship will be defended in a triple threat match with Big Duke Lawrence, the Revolutionary, Noah Anderson, and your favorite luchador, Príncipe León.
That's going to be fire, coming all the way from Las Vegas. Yeah, that's going to be a good one, actually, because we all know Duke almost won the first ever Gale Gauntlet. I was there. It didn't work out in his favor, but that's a big man. He's coming to to claim his stake in the territory and let his name be known.
I tell you what, Duke Lawrence, he may be sweet, but don't think he's a snack cake, because he'd give it to you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if it wasn't a ref shirt, he would have came after me as well after that, the last time we interacted. But let the fans know, what's this event about? Like, what's the purpose? I know we spoke about it before. We know about it. But for the people that just tuning in, the people that aren't aware, why is this event happening specifically? What's going on, if you don't mind sharing?
Not at all. And if you guys have been keeping up with it on Facebook and social media, we've been making numerous posts. Over Father's Day weekend, Hansel, my stepson, was taken, abducted, kidnapped by his biological father, Felipe Quiroz. Felipe is running from felony DUI charges with bodily harm here in California. He also doesn't exactly have a legal status here in the United States. That last statement is not to disparage anybody. We love all people. Everybody has the right to be here and try to make a better lives for themselves. I want to make that clear. It just happens to be a fact attached to the situation and explaining why on Friday, that Father's Day weekend, he crossed the San Diego border at 8.05 p.m. into Tijuana, Mexico, proceeded all the way down to Mexico City, Mexico, where he has been with Hansel at this point. At this point, he's beginning to run out of money. It's a situation where Hansel may be only eating once a day and moving from family member's house to family member's house down there. Now, when I say family members, yes, they are his family members, but this is the first time Hansel has ever been in Mexico. This is the longest he's ever been away from his mother. So we're trying to raise the money to get the paperwork done through the L.A. County District Attorney's Office, all the way up to the State Department level to get Hansel home. That way we can get the proper authorities to get the authorization they need to go into Mexico and retrieve Hansel. Unfortunately, these services aren't free. We've had to retain an attorney who, though he is helping us out as far as giving us a break on the costs, they are still considerable costs for what we're looking at. We're trying to raise the money to bring our little boy home. If you're a brother, sister, uncle, auntie, cousin, grandparent, a parent yourself, you could only imagine the trauma, the anguish that we're going through as parents ourselves.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm a mom. I can't imagine.
Like, you lose your kid in Target for 3 minutes, and it's the end of the world, right?
Yes.
Yes, I'm a dad myself, and I've been there. My daughter, she likes to wander around when we go shopping, and, you know, one second they're there, and then the next second you turn around, she's gone, and we're just going crazy at Target looking for her, and then we found her in the kids' department just looking for toys. But, yeah, it's the scary part, and, you know, I get
to. But for this dude to take it to Mexico?
Mexico City, Mexico, the effort. He is as far in as you can get.
My heart is with you guys.
And we're asking for the community's help. There is an Eventbrite link, so if you want to buy your tickets ahead of time online, you can. If you want to pay for them at the door, you sure can. I want to send a very special thank you out. To the talent, the ladies and gentlemen, that are on this card, because they volunteered to be on this card. You know, it's just amazing how the wrestling world has come together to help Hansel. Because and you know, Lance, we've been at shows together, man. He's loved in those locker rooms.
That's a verifiable fact, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry, one second.
I was going to say that's a verifiable fact, and he is known from the wrestlers, not just as a fan, but as a family member. You know, he's taken photos with all his favorites. He gets to hang out with us in between matches, after the shows, getting fan pictures with all his favorite wrestlers. Heck, he's even got a picture with me, so that's got to say something on my credit. Not to make this about me, but, you know, it just shows I got love for the kid as well. So when I first heard about this, I knew affirmative action had to be made. You know, this isn't something we just wait upon and hope for the best. No, this is something we have to unite with as a wrestling community, as a family, as a unit. Because, like you said, if that was your kid, you would be just as lost. And we want to make Mike and his lady very secure, very aware that we're here with you guys every step of the way. So my heart always breaks when I hear about it, but I'm also fueled by that fire, knowing that as a community, we can rise up together. We can make actions that can bring Hansel home. And that's what started the hashtag, Bring Hansel Home. It's been blowing up ever since. It's been bringing awareness. And this event is going to be the culmination of the last few months of everybody. It's not just Mike suffering. It's everybody suffering with this loss. And it's not even a loss. It's a setback. So, you know, Hansel's just such a great kid. He's a wrestling fan, and he's actual wrestlers himself. You know, he's not afraid to get down in the dirt. So, worst comes to worst, he's a fighter, man, and we're going to fight for him.
And he does wrestle, and he does represent kids Baldwin Park. And it's funny because he goes to the shows. After he got in the shows, he said, I want to start doing wrestling. So we put him in wrestling. And I joke that, you know, he's going to be my champion. You know what I mean? He's going to be the best talent I ever managed. No discredit to any other talents I manage, but you got to give your kid the rub.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's sobering in a way. September 6th was his 8th birthday. Okay. I've been saying it. My house is way too quiet. I don't hear the slamming of his little toy wrestling ring. I'm not announcing Roman Reigns coming down to the ring to defend his title against whoever he's got him up against. We're gonna get him back. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. That's why the name of the show is Coming to Get Ya. Because we're coming to get you, Hansel. We're going to bring Hansel home. We're hoping if everything goes well in the legal system with the courts, hopefully we'll have him home by Christmas.
I hope so.
Prayers. Lots of prayers for that, Mike. I was actually asking, I believe it was Tribe, King Trivia.
King Trivico.
Yes, I was just asking him not so long ago who was the booker for this event. So you gotta give me your information later on, Mike. So
Okay. I'm not the booker per se. It's a group effort. You know, it's Versus Pro Wrestling. It's Relentless Pro Wrestling. It's Amped Up Wrestling. It's Compton Mania. It's Valor Pro Wrestling. And these are companies that we formed relationships with through our humble journey in professional wrestling, starting out at Destination 6, you know, with Lance, and kind of growing from there. So it was the wrestling world coming together to make it happen. For Amped Up Pro Wrestling to go, heck yeah, Darren Finch will defend his Amped Up title against Chris Nasty. We have the Valor Pro Wrestling Battleground Battle Royal on the card and much, much more. You never know who you're going to find in the crowd because, again, this is for us to support Hansel and get him home.
Hey, we're also going to have the Royal Hawaiian from Glow as well, right?
Yes, Glow Original. The Royal Hawaiian will be there. She will be there taking pictures, signing autographs. And you know what? God bless her because she was one of the first people to reach out and say, hey, I'm here for Hansel. Just like everybody else jumped in, she jumped in too. So it's a beautiful thing to see, you know, the past, present, and future of professional wrestling coming together to help one of their biggest fans, somebody whose dream it is to become a professional wrestler himself when he becomes a big guy. And, I mean, it's bittersweet in a way because it's beautiful to see everybody come together. Unfortunately, Hansel isn't home yet, but he's going to know about it.
Yeah.
Hansel. Oh, yeah. Hansel's going to see what's going to happen. And he's a smart kid.
Oh, he will see that. And I'm pretty sure you're going to have another event to welcome him back, right?
God willing, of course. Instead of coming to get you, it'll be homecoming, which happened to be one of his favorite Spider-Man movies.
Count us in. I also seen your flyer that you have one of the up-and-coming indie wrestlers, Queen of Hearts.
Yes, Scarlett Rose.
Oh, my gosh, she's one of my favorites.
Yes, she will be taking on the Crypt Queen herself, Danica Bloodwyn.
Oh, that's going to be a great match.
The Queen of Hearts versus the Queen of the Crypts. That's going to be one for the ages. You got Sean. You got the Urban Juggernaut. Sean Black is going to be there. I don't know in what capacity yet, but you know when he makes a move, the whole room moves with him. So we have the best and the brightest of professional wrestling. We have, I believe he still is, the UWC champion, Drew Masters.
Yep.
Our reigning defended, undisputed.
He is going to be there. So like I said, it's going to be an awesome, phenomenal show. We're here to entertain you, but we're doing it with the purpose to bring Hansel home because we're coming to get you, Hansel. Again, it's September 30th in Baldwin Park, California, American Legion Post 241. That's on the corner of Maine and Los Angeles. If you don't know where Baldwin Park is, search In-N-Out number 1.
Right across the street.
It's not right across the street. It's on the other side of town, but that's what we're most famous for, outside of Baldwin Park being the home of the Golden Voice himself, Triple M.
And Mr. Triple
that's
M,
awesome.
Before we let you go, can you let us know where we can find you? I know you don't have a promotion tag, but let them know your Facebook, your Instagram, your TikTok, so that way the people listening, they can contact you directly. They can see the Eventbrite link, and they can help donate to this cause.
On Facebook, you can find me, Mike Martinez. You're going to have to dig a little. There's a lot of us Mike Martinez's out there. on Instagram, it's usually the best way to get me. And then I should really make one of those Linktree things, right? On Instagram, it's at the number 3, PLEM84, and it's the same for TikTok.
Awesome.
Perfect. Hopefully we use this opportunity to get you some more exposure, bring some awareness to the people who may not know the situation. I was going to say, every person that you don't meet is a potential fan or family member, you know? What was that, Mike?
And if I'm correct, you're going to be there that day, right?
If fans work in the way they should work, I'm going to take over the show. I'm going to do everything in my power to get the people to participate, to donate. I might even sell part of my body that day just for Hansel because he really
is a day one for me. It's a family show, okay? You can share your OnlyFans later.
Okay, I'll send that to the adults after the show. I won't be promoting or presenting myself during the show. I have much respect for Hansel. And
Lance has a reverse OnlyFans. Lance has a reverse OnlyFans. He sends you nude pictures until you pay him to stop.
Yeah, I mean, it's worked. It's had some success. It's got a lot of cases against me, but it does have a lot of dollars coming my way as well. So it's a hit and miss. We'll see how the fans interact. We'll see how the crowd is that night. thank you, Mike, for coming on today. We really do appreciate you.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. Love and peace, guys. Remember, help us control the pet population. Please spay or neuter your ex.
I love it. Thank you again, Mike. I appreciate you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for being on the show, Mike.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next beauty. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memories. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
All right, everybody. Man, that is such a sad story about that guy's stepson. I can't even imagine if somebody took one of my kids away from me.
Pretty sad, but you know, the wrestling community is gonna come out together, and they're gonna give us a beautiful show.
You're very right, Lewis. I mean, it sucks to hear. It sucks to hear. It sucks to experience. But you know, being there for him, supporting him, doing everything you can for him and his wife Maristella. We'd even mention her because you know, you bring up the mom, everyone's gonna start crying. You know, so that's why I wanted to plug Mike himself. He's the one handling all the communications. He's also taking care of her as well. You know, you can only just imagine what the pain would feel like. I don't have a kid myself, but, you know, if I lost my Nintendo Switch or something, I'd probably be heartbroken. So that's why I want to be there and do everything I can for the man.
Like Taken. I got the 37 skills. Oh, horrible.
Hey, you never know. With your kids, you know, PJ might be the one to end up killing the guy and make her way back home, you know. But it's a very emotional episode today, guys, because not only are we talking about the loss of Hansel, not the loss, you know, he's still here. He's just not with us right now. That brings us to today's sore subject, which is the WWE layoffs. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with another edition of top-tier superstars being released. We spoke a little bit about it with Mike when we were talking about Dolph Ziggler. But I want to know, Lewis, who are some people on that list that, like, threw you off and you were surprised to see gone?
Well, the biggest one last was Dolph Ziggler. Even The Rock was shocked about it. I mean, he's been one of the most decorated pro wrestlers in WWE. And, you know, I just can't wait to see what's next for him. What do you say, Sonia?
Yeah, for me, it has to be Dolph Ziggler is the one I'm most upset about. Like, he was my favorite out of all, like, all of the ones that were released, he was one of my favorites. Which, honestly, because what that dude did have a point, because he did remind me of Shawn Michaels.
Oh, yeah, we saw that Mike's name, that Shawn Michaels and Kurt Hennig.
Mr. Perfect?
Hybrid, yes. I was like, oh, man, I can get that on my head now.
Yeah, it's not true, though. What about you, Lance?
Yeah. While you guys are crying about, I was going to say, while you guys are crying about people who've been in the business for a long time, like Ziggler, who established himself for 10 years, my heart goes out to the NXT talent that ended up being dropped, you know? Like, the first one I saw on the first list before I got updated was Mustafa Ali. That broke my heart because he recently came back to NXT about 2 months ago. And since then, he was going to have a title match against Dirty Dom next week at No Mercy. And now that's just not going to happen. So that makes me wonder, how are they going to adjust? How are they going to switch this up? Another talent that hurt my heart hearing him leave was Quincy Elliott. He's a personal friend of mine. He made his way into the WWE. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm off the host cue, but I'm still here because it doesn't matter what you say, robot lady. Quincy Elliott, yeah, that broke my heart too. Ulyssa Leon, she was a good one. One that I'm okay with, you know, not too bad, was, yeah, Mason Mansoor. It's not too much of a loss for me, you know. They served their purpose. They did their thing. But Dana Brooke was active in NXT recently, and she's gone. So it really does show that nobody is safe because, you know, some of these people like Ziggler and Shelton Benjamin, they haven't been promoted or used recently, but then you got people, like I said, with the following names, like, they were just on NXT last week. So now moving forward, really, it's just like the last cutoff. Like, nobody's safe. You might have Tommaso Ciampa drop next week, you know? Who knows? What do you think, Lewis?
Yeah.
Alaya was one of the ones that you know, I thought he was going to make it to bigger stages, you know, but hey, they let her go as well. And also another one that they let go was Cruz. I think you remember him, Lance. What was his name?
Cruz del Toro?
No, not him. No. It was his last name was Cruz. He was one of the up and coming talents. He was super good, and I can't believe they let him go as well.
Are you talking about Cortez?
No, not Cortez.
Yeah, and that's the problem is a lot of people get lost in the shuffle, and you know they don't like I was trying to say earlier, they don't even have a chance to really put their foot in the door and make a name for themselves, and now they're already dropped and let go. It's very painful to hear that. You know, you can only imagine. A lot of people are happy. They congratulate when people they don't like lose their job, but it's like people lost their jobs. It's not, you know, as much as you don't like a wrestler, you don't want them to not be able to support their friends, their family, their children.
Yeah, the guy I'm
so
talking about.
So it's a very bittersweet moment.
Yeah, the guy that I'm talking about is Kevin Ventura. Yes, Cortez. They let him go as well. I'm sorry about that, Sonia. Yes, it was Cortez. But yeah, he was good.
Yeah, it's so sad because these people are probably like just all depressed right now and just like, damn, dude. Especially the ones that just got there too, like you said, like Mustafa Ali and stuff like. Oh, they're like just starting off and then like it got taken away from them. Like this one Ashley she's on AEW, Ashley Dembozy or something like that. When she got signed and then COVID happened and then she was telling me about how depressed she got with when that happened to her, you know? So it's like I can only imagine when you make it to WWE and that happens to you.
Oh yeah, it's got to be not a dream crusher, but definitely demotivates you. You know, you think you made it to the big shot, whether it's WWE, AEW, Impact, whatever. You're bigger than you were in the Indies, and then it's got to be very depressing. It's not your fault. It's just COVID happened. It's not your fault. It's just we had a merger and we had to let people go, you know. So it's completely different from you suck and you're fired because of that, you know. So
exactly.
I completely agree with you on that. It's got to be depressing. And my heart goes out to all these people. And I hope they bounce back, whether it's a different promotion, whether they go back to the Indies, or even if they start off and, you know, do other life adventures outside of wrestling. You know, I just only hope the best for everyone because no one deserves to get laid off for nothing that's their fault, nothing they can control.
Yeah.
They also let go of Rick Boogs. I mean, he was also up and coming main eventer, you know, but he's gone.
Oh, yeah. And he was great as the stuntman, or not the stuntman, but the guitar man for Shinsuke Nakamura, bringing him out. But he was more than just an entertainer because we did get to see him wrestling, you know. And unfortunately, he put himself out of the game when he tore his quad or he tore his knee. You guys remember that? He was going up against the Usos before the Bloodline days. And he tried to pick them both up. And I saw it at the pay-per-view. I was watching the pay-per-view, and I was like, yeah, that's not a work. The way his leg went left, right, BA start. Yeah, that was tough times to see.
He was just trying to do too much.
Okay, so
that's another problem. Yes.
No, go ahead. I'll wait till you finish because this is a different subject, so go ahead.
I was going to say it just sucks to see you take yourself out of the game because not only are you given a chance at WWE, but now it's like what's the next big thing I have to do to stay relevant? And for him, he thought, you know, maybe if I lift up both these guys and do this stunt, you know, maybe that'll be, you know, my defining moment, my shining character spot, something that I'll remember. And, yeah, now people remember it, but not for the good it was, but for how dangerous that looked or how painful it ended up being.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Sonia?
I was going to say, did you see how Bad Bunny plans to take Roman Reigns' title?
Oh, Bad Bunny?
Goodness.
Bad Bunny.
He's just good buddies with
good luck to you.
With Triple. He's good. She's just good buddies with Triple A. So after the TKO merch, I don't think we're gonna see any more of Bad Bunny. What do you think?
unless there's another event in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, there's definitely no way Bad Bunny's gonna take that title, but it's just funny to think that he can.
So we talked about probably not going to be any more celebrities now that the TKO merger is complete. What do you guys think about offshoot people like Jake Paul and people that are in other industries that are not UFC related? Do you think we're going to see more of them or less of them? Lewis.
I don't know.
I
don't really care for Jake Paul. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Sonia.
I don't really care for Jake Paul, but I like what's that guy's name? Pat McAfee?
Yeah.
I hope to see him more, but like the rest I don't really care for. What about you, Luis?
I think we're gonna see less of Paul. I don't think TKO likes him very much. You know, with
Logan,
his brother
Logan,
doing talking, his brother talking all
Logan,
that crap about UFC.
Yeah. Logan is the one that is WWE, right?
Yeah.
And Jake, UFC, I mean? Yeah,
yeah.
I hate Jake Paul. Logan has grown on me because you can see how hard he works to actually do wrestling. Like, he's done some crazy stuff that, like, all right, I got to give it to him, you know?
He has it in his blood. He's super good. I like, though, the way he has his, you know, his matches.
Yeah.
They're really popping out there.
Yeah, they're pretty entertaining.
Another person I was shocked to see go was Elias. What do you think?
Yes, we were supposed to walk with him. We were supposed to walk with Elias, and now we can no longer walk with Elias. He's been gone for some time. We got to see his brother. Now they're both gone, I'm presuming, so it's just very... very sad because I liked his little guitar solo moments, you know, remind me of The Rock in a way where he would sing to the crowd. Yeah, they're both gone, man. They're gone.
That's like the worst.
You know, rest in peace to Elias, and now his little brother Ezekiel's gone.
Yeah.
They're taking a 2-for-1 special.
They're going too far now. They're going too far.
Some people, though, like,
you know,
kind of low-key. Like I just said, that people don't deserve to lose their jobs, but then again, there's some people that do deserve it because you got Top Dollar. He got released. He wasn't really doing the most, as the kids say nowadays. Danielle Dashwood, also known as Emma. You know, she didn't really do – she wasn't used as much, so it's good to see her go out there and try something else. Riddick Moss, like you were saying, it was just his time to go, you know, so – who knows who's going to be next? We're going to be covering all that next week as we get some updates. You know, this list updated twice today. You know, the first drop was at 11 o'clock. Then the updated list of releases was at 5 o'clock. I wouldn't be surprised if we have an updated release as soon as we close the show. But just to touch on for next week, guys, we're going to have a special guest, ladies and gentlemen. Oh.
And special now.
Yeah, another soft reset.
Land.
Yeah, we have a special guest next week, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
Shelton Benjamin was let go.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Very excited to see you. That man's been in the game for some time. He's in the Dolph Ziggler category for me. Like, he's done enough. He's got a name for himself. And thankfully, he's healthy enough to continue elsewhere if he chooses to wrestle. But that was my favorite mama's boy.
He was. I love his mom. He was really cool. So
I love this.
You're saying we're going to have a special guest?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have a super special guest next week. Make sure you tune in to United Wrestling Council on Facebook, on Instagram, on all platforms. I'm not going to drop the name yet, but I'm going to say he's going to be a major, major part in the future of United Wrestling Council moving forward. We're going to have him on as a guest. He's going to talk about his history within the business in general. We're going to talk about the people he's trained, the schools he's worked under, and we're going to talk about his future and what he's going to be doing with us at UWC. Manny just wanted me to plug that little teaser for us, but I'll drop a video next week, as always, to promote the show. I'll give him a name drop, and, yeah, that'll give us just enough time, a couple of days, you know, to do some history on him, get our lessons in, and hear from this guy. And I want to drop his name right now and give him the rub, but I want to, you know, build a little anticipation, build a little excitement, because this is going to be a very big deal for UWC, United Wrestling Council. So I don't really have homework for you guys. Maybe I'll name drop them after the show and the text messages and stuff. But big things are coming at UWC, ladies and gentlemen. You do not want to miss this. You guys have any last words before Sonya rides us out? Lewis?
I am good. No, I am good. I think we covered about everything tonight. Great show, guys.
Yeah, I think we did better.
Sonya.
Except for always having technical difficulties with Lance's phone at first. He always gets dropped right when I start the show. Every time. It never fails.
The last two shows, I was screaming at the top of my lungs. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to United Wrestling Council. It's your boy, Lance Tunis here. I'm joined by my host, you know. And then all of a sudden, I hear Sonya jumping. Hello. Hello, this is Sonya, and I'm like, no, I just said that. And then, yeah, I realize I get cut off, disconnected. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to have to talk to Spectrum about my service. A little unprofessional, but we're going to work on it. You know, the worst thing that could have happened already passed. It was, you know, about 40 seconds of inconvenience, but we still got through this show. Great job to both of you. A pat on the back to myself. Thank you to Mike Martinez for coming on down, for spreading awareness. We will bring Hanso home. Remember to use that hashtag from now on, guys, whenever you're posting anything wrestling related. Bring Hanso home. He needs to come home. It's his time. It's been 3 months. You guys couldn't even imagine having a child lost that long. You know, not lost, but gone, you know. And I'm only praying for the best. I'm hoping he's getting his 3 meals a day. I'm hoping he's sleeping somewhere warm. I'm glad he's with family opposed to a complete stranger or something like that. So everybody check out Mike Martinez. He dropped his socials. What was that, right, Sonya? I'm done, so it's all you, Sonya.
All right, guys, so we're going to get out of here. Everybody have a good night.
All right, good night.
Bye.